Good morning. It is 10 a.m. We are here today, February 7, 2019, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatna, Guam, for the motion hearing of OPAPA 18-007, Micronesian Renewable Energy, Inc., versus the Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jarek Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will Appellant MRE Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. My name is Joe Rosario with MRE.
My name is Dorothy Schultz with MRE.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes. Assistant Attorney General Tom Keeler, also present, is Acting Deputy Director Jesse Garcia of the Department of Public Works.
Thank you. We may proceed.
This morning we have a motion to appeal by motion for summary judgment filed by Public Works. You may proceed.
Okay. The facts as we understand them are simple and straightforward. We filed a motion. There appear to be two issues on appeal. The first one is that the second party involved, or the second party that submitted bid, which I would identify as Pacific Solar, their bid was, as identified by MRE, a stack of papers at the time of opening. This is countered with the Department of Public Works submitting two different declarations from its representatives that were present there, documenting that Pacific Solar's bid was submitted in a manila envelope in duplicate as required by both the IFB documents as well as the governing rules. In addition to our motion, we provide as Exhibit E to our motion is a receipted copy of Pacific Solar's bid. MRE has not provided an opposition, so we don't understand what their position is, other than there's a statement that claiming that Pacific Solar's was a stack of documents. That just simply doesn't have any substance to it. They should have submitted a response. They should have submitted a declaration stating what their understanding was. In addition to which, the purpose of the bid opening, the public bid opening, is to make sure that there aren't any issues. If there were issues, if MRE thought there were issues at the time of bid opening, they should have protested. They should have raised the claim there. They could have taken pictures with their cell phone, or they could have gone back to their office and immediately written the department and raised concerns. None of that was done. So based on the declarations of Department of Public Works employees, based on the documentation showing the receipted copy, there's simply no basis for that argument. The second argument MRE makes is, quite simply, we don't understand it. It's not clear what their argument is. For the second argument, they start off by saying, quote unquote, Pacific Solar was clearly lower in price. So the lower in price is not an issue. The rest of its protest seems to be related to the fact that MRE believes it's got a better product. Well, that's fine, but that's not the basis for a protest in an IFB. The IFB sets forth the requirements. The law requires that the government mandates that the government accept the bids, evaluate them. If both parties are responsible and responsive, then the department is mandated to award the contract to the lowest price, which MRE acknowledges is Pacific Solar. If, and this would be a third argument, if MRE believes there was a problem with the IFB documents, meaning there's some issue with it, well, the time to protest that would have been at the time that the IFB was issued. Here, MRE waited through the process of submitting its bid, waited further, only once the department made a determination did it file a protest. So, assuming MRE's got issues with the IFB, which again, from the protest filed, it's not clear, we don't understand. But if that is the basis of it, well, then their protest is not timely.
Thank you, Mr. Rosario.
Thank you. And on the sealed bid issue, I wasn't present, Dorothy was. And I guess if we go back and forth, and I don't know the law and I'm not an attorney, but I guess it's he said, she said. But our second protest, or our second issue, was the fact that our protest was not based on our product being that much superior than the second bidder. It was simply based on what the government was getting for the other bid proposal. The other bid proposal does not give the size of the solar energy system DPW would be getting for the price they proposed. Our bid clearly states the size of the solar energy system we're proposing for the price that we bid it. This will determine who really is the lowest bidder. And I'll give an example. I think an analogy with the government putting out a bid for a Lexus vehicle. In this case, the solar energy system would be the Lexus vehicle. Bidder A proposed a Lexus LX470. The LX470 model is the size of the solar energy system for $60,000. Bidder B proposed a Lexus for $50,000. Yes, bidder B is the lower price bid, but for what Lexus model? In this case, for what solar energy system size? So what solar energy system size was the government getting for the $315 bid? Our bid clearly says that the government's gonna be getting this size solar energy system for this bid price. The competitor's bid, or the other bid, failed to determine what size system they're going to provide to the government, but provided a price. So yes, that price to our price is lower, but for what size system? And I'll refer to addendum number one, where Pacific Solar, during the question and answer period, writes to DPW, can DPW supply the bidders with specific photovoltaic system size for all to bid on that we have a level playing field. Asking the bidders to maximize the roof space will result in a PV system of different sizes or some PV solar panels to be installed in the shade or in the walkway. DPW came back with an answer, yes. DPW provide a whole year of electrical power usage for the three buildings. They did not answer whether or not or what size system we're gonna be bidding for. So even the other bidder asked, what size system are we bidding for? Because without that information, we're basically not comparing apples to apples. We bid it for this size system based on what we thought what we can maximize the rooftop, and they bid it based on what they thought they could maximize the rooftop. It wasn't clear in the bid as to what the system size DPW wanted, so we bid it as such. And it doesn't state in their bid what size they're bidding. So, yes, providing the system size will provide a level playing field for all bidders and will determine who really is the lowest bidder. Providing only electrical usage to have the bidder determine the size will vary from bidder to bidder and leave the IFB open to interpretation. So we bid it, our bid came in using the example of the Lexus. We bid it the Lexus LS40 for this price. They bid it Lexus, but didn't provide the model Lexus for this price. So yes, they are the lower bidder, but for what size solar energy system? that wasn't determined, and that's our basis of our protest.
Was the IFB clear as to whether or not the lecture should be a 470,
the IFB,
a 300, or a 600?
The IFB did not was not clear, hence the question coming from Pacific Solar as to what size system should everybody bid for. But the question wasn't answered. It just said that they'll provide electrical power uses for all three buildings, which is, we can determine what size system can maximize rooftop, but that will vary from one company to another company to another company. So they could be bidding one size system, we could be bidding another size system, which will result in different prices.
And where do you get the the system that was being bought was going to take the walkway and the driveway and the...
No, we bidded ours based on the roof size, but
And you don't believe that the other two did also?
It'll determine it's company to company. It's how they thought that how much solar panels would fit on that roof space. It's different from, I'm sure 100% that it'll be different from what we think and from what other people think. So having that basis of the solar system should be this size will definitely have provide a level playing field for all bidders to bid.
And why didn't you protest at the time that the IFB was announced and those questions were being asked?
That's a good question. We just bidded based on the solar energy systems, based on the power bills provided.
But you and the other company were present. There were three of you, right? Was there a third company?
There were two.
Well, both of you were there, and the questions were asked. Oh, I thought you were saying. I thought you were saying at the IFB that when the questions were being asked early, that the other two companies were also asking about size.
It was Pacific Solar that asked for the size during the question
and
answer. It wasn't given by.
You also said the other bidder. There was somebody else that.
No. It was Pacific Solar's question about.
They were the only ones that asked.
That asked about the system size.
Okay. Anything else?
That was the basis of our protest, and not the fact that our product is superior to that of the other bidder. Absolutely not. It's based on what is the government getting for the price from Pacific Solar. Versus what we said we're going to give for that price. So we determined that the government's going to get X amount of solar panels and X size solar system for this price, where the competitive bid or the other bidder did not determine what size system they're going to deliver for the X amount.
And how about the first part of your protest? I'm glad it's clear. It was a manila envelope.
Yes, I would like to come to my defense in that respect. When I walked into the room, I saw a gentleman to my left at the counter, and John
Calavagan.
Yes, he was with him, and they were flipping through the pages of a thick stack of paper that were paper clipped together. And then I seemed to have startled them when I walked into the room. So Mr. Callahan, turned around and he went and got a couple sheets of paper, brought one back to me and one back to the other gentleman, and I guess it was a sign-in sheet. And so I had pulled out my phone actually to take a picture, but he was calling me from the office, and so I missed that moment, that opportunity, because I couldn't access my camera. And so John had picked up, mine was completely sealed, and that's why I was kind of baffled and surprised that their bid was not in an envelope, and mine was in a vanilla envelope. It was even taped up with a cover typed out sheet, transmittal sheet, and so forth, and so I'm just kind of, And so John picked up their packet and put it into the wooden box in the slot, and then he put mine in, and then he said, "We'll open yours first." So he went and got a pair of scissors and, you know, cut through mine, pulled mine out, stepped back and read it to the other gentleman sitting at a desk a little further up. And then he pulled out the clipped stack of papers and, you know, read off that bit. And so I don't know how they can, maybe it was sealed when he got there prior to my arrival, but, and maybe there was another sealed bid that was already turned in, but this is what I clearly saw, and I mean, there's no, it was at 2 p.m.
Anything else? Mr. Keeley, do you wish to address anything?
Yeah, just a couple items. I have no problems with Ms. Schultz's comments, but included in her comments was the possibility that maybe a sealed bid had already been presented. I think that was the case. It's been documented by DPW's two employees as well as by a copy of Solar Polar's stamped received bid. There hasn't been an opposition filed in this, so these comments, I'm not certain they're, these comments are the first time we're hearing this, which I don't think is appropriate. The issue of size just isn't pertinent. There may have been questions regarding it. Addendum 1 addressed usage, power usage. What was the power usage for the three Department of Public Works buildings that were in question that were subject to the procurement? The department did an addendum and provided the usage for those three buildings, the annual usage. That was the basis for the parties being able to submit bids. If MRE thought it inappropriate for the government to move forward on that for its IFB, that was the time for its protest. Not after submitting its bid, not after waiting until it found out that another company submitted a lower bid. That's not how the procurement system works. So, so, you know, Pacific Solar clearly was the lower price. That's been acknowledged by MRE. Both parties were found to be responsive and responsible. So the government, having two bids, is obligated, is mandated by law to award the contract to the lowest priced bidder. It has no, has no discretion in that, and that's what it did.
If we were to accept your contention that it is mandated that you are to accept the lowest bid provided, how about this issue of were the two bids, were there two or three bids?
Two bids.
Were the two bids sealed? And were they opened? Was the first bid opened before everybody was there?
No, absolutely not.
Was there?
We've got two declarations on file with our motion from DPW employees that were responsible for being there. They both state that there were two sealed bids, they were received, and they were opened up. I don't know what more we can do than that. MRE states it's a he said, she said, and again, the department's position is We've got declarations from two employees who clearly document that the sealed bid was opened, document that Pacific Solar's bid was submitted in accordance to the IFB requirements and Guam law. And then just the idea that one could say, I saw papers, you know, she can't, MRE has not stated that they saw an unsealed bid submitted by Pacific Solar. And they can't say that because that didn't happen.
Were you going to file anything at all in this motion?
My understanding was it was filed by Mr. Jeff Vocolo.
No, filed in opposition to the motion for summary judgment.
If we didn't, Ms. Robin Goddard, yes, we will. It does state in our letter to Glennie Amarillo that. These statements of Dorothy Schultes was just put in a letter staff received from Public Works that what Dorothy saw at the bid opening. She came right at 2 o'clock and submitted her our bid, and when they opened our bid first, the second bid was unsealed already. So if it was sealed, it was open before the bid opening, the time of the bid opening.
So that really is the only issue left.
And that issue is not contained in any opposition. No opposition was filed. This is the first time the government is hearing that argument. In the protest, it simply states that Ms. Schultes saw papers, quote unquote, clipped together. Doesn't say it was the bid. It doesn't identify them. There's no picture or statement that's continuous with that time frame. They just simply wait until they submit their own bid to protest. I mean, it's entirely unacceptable. If there is a time to object, it's at the bid opening. They can't wait until they're notified that they're not the low bidder to protest.
Okay. We'll take this matter under advisement and we'll be issuing a decision.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 10:20.